Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Mayor of Cowra. G'day, Bill West. How are you?
Morning, Neil Gill. I'm very well, thank you. And I hope you're, the listening audience is also very well and staying safe. The weather's been a bit interesting, hasn't it? I think Orange might have had a bit of snow showers or something earlier in the week. And I know the day before in Cowra was quite chilly on the farm, checking stock, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, look, let's talk COVID. Cowra got to enjoy a lovely 7 days free from lockdown, but one positive case, now two positive cases. It's back into lockdown.
Yes, that's where we're back into stay-at-home orders, and that taste of freedom was lovely. And, of course, from our perspective, that's the first case of COVID that we've had in our local government area since this unwanted little intruder called COVID landed in Australia. So it's our first taste ever. So, as of early Wednesday morning, two cases now. You know what's evolving. I'm not quite sure, but certainly got to work with the authorities and let them work their way through this and see whether the 7 days becomes a bit longer or whether they think they're confident they've got it under control and we get out a bit earlier than better out of the lockdown and the stay at home orders a bit quicker. But I think we need to be a bit pragmatic about it and sort of look what's happening around the region, and the general indication has been 2 weeks without a case. Well. Mm. You know, I think the 7 days is a start rather than just a blanket promise of it'll only be 7 days. And I think that people need to, I think we accept that.
Yeah, I think you're right too. And I believe, and well done to the people of Cowra, they're turning up in big numbers to get tested.
The surveillance testing has been really, really, really great. And it's been embraced by our community. They've been really almost unbelievable. My understanding is as of the first 4 or 5 days, probably 2,500 people have been through, or thereabouts, in the first 5 days. 5 days, 4 days, 5 days. The first 5 days has been about 2,500 people go through, which is an enormous effort. And that facility is the clinic is still working today, and I think that it's working in the next couple of days as well. So you just got to say to people, irrespective of whether you've got symptoms or feeling unwell, just go and get tested, because it's the data that's being provided, and it's the understanding the authorities are going to get in terms of if there are more cases out there. That's important to our community. So the more we test, I think the better we'll be.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some delay occurring with regard to test, but I think people need to keep in mind that the pathology clinics that are involved in this right across the state, for example, one day this week there was 121,000 COVID tests reported over a 24-hour period. That's a lot of work to get through.
That's an enormous amount of work to get through. The whole workload, this whole process is absolutely enormous, and it might to some people seem like organised chaos, but it's not. It's very well organised. It's just that there is such a workload, and I'd be fairly confident, Neil, that when they're testing these results, it may be slow to get some results back, but I'd be still fairly comfortable that if something is coming out positive or something's of concern, they're looking at it pretty quickly, and it's just the backlog and the workload that's causing the negative results in particular to be so slow to come out.
Look, we've also got to give a shout out to all the frontline workers, the health workers, the police, the AMBOs, even council staff. They're out there in all of this and getting the job done.
The health professionals have been absolutely outstanding, and I think I'm right, give a shout out, because they really are doing a great job across the landscape. The nurses, the doctors, everybody involved, Western Area Health, really doing a great job. But they've got tremendous support. The police are heavily involved in some of this organisation, particularly behind the scenes, and particularly administering some of the stay-at-home orders. The AMBOs are involved, all the health professionals, and of course, council's involved. We've got council staff out on road duty and doing some of the organisations and working hard behind the scenes. So, yeah, great community effort, both locally and across the larger landscape of our region. So, yeah, next time you see them, say thank you.
Yeah, and our ADF, let's not forget those people as well. Now, of World course, Peace Day Tuesday?
World Peace Day Tuesday, obviously it was impacted by the stay-at-home orders. The Rotary was going to have a dinner tonight, which was going to announce the annual Youth Award winner and the Peace Prize or the Peace Award for the members of the community. However, of course, that, like the day on Tuesday was interrupted by the stay-at-home orders. But just a chance to ring the bell and ring it with the chair of the Australian Chapter of the World Peace Bill, Ian Brown, who, of course, is local, and the Peace Bill Association is local in Cowra and do a great job in just promoting peace and reconciliation. So to be able to ring the bell was still a good opportunity, and unfortunately the rest of the recognition was probably put on hold. But I think I hope everybody just recognised World Peace Day for being a very, very important part of what we are. And I think in terms of where we are with the COVID, it's an opportunity to really recognise that peace is not just global. It's not just about submarines and nuclear power. It's about peace at home and peace in yourself and working with the community.
Yeah, well said indeed. Bill West is with me. He is the Mayor of Cowra. Stay safe, my friend, and I hope it ends for you shortly. And to the people of Cowra, hang in there. We'll hopefully all be out of this soon.
Thanks, mate. And I'm sure we'll hang in there. And I just hope that those other local government areas that are coming out or are out can actually are able to stay out. And when the roadmap is announced by the state government, we're able to actually follow that roadmap. And I hope that is made very clear sooner rather than later.
Yeah, absolutely right. Bill West, thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, mate. Same to you. And hope you and your listeners have a great day and a great couple of weeks.